he ventured into the main section of the raft. He couldn't remember very much afterwards. Individual experiences blended into a montage of heat, large, slithering, galaxy-shaped monsters, the thunder of the sun, and a strange flickering in the air. He did remember being led to an observation platform set in the middle of a matrix coil and being invited to look up. The circular star on which the raft was moored was just passing under the arch of its twin. On a cooler world, the experience would have been enough to inspire a dozen religions. A shining arch, only marginally brighter than the sky around it, moved across the solar sky. He didn't know if the other Kreapi were aware that the clumsily driven suit held a young man rather than a drunken Kreap, if Kreap's drunk. Probably they didn't. After an hour of it, he felt drunk. It lasted for several minutes after he was back in the sanctuary. Kreegi did not have to point out the lesson. By something like osmosis, he had been given just a feeling of Kreapiness. The Kreap had been trying to tell him that he was right. The world of the Kreapi was a totality away from the world of men. So the Kreaps tried to think, to feel, like men. Only thus could the whole nature of the universe be comprehended, they said. With a new understanding, Dom realised that the official view of the Kreapi was wrong. They were said to be the race born to science. Kreapi were the cool heads of the universe, the ultimate analysers, a race of intelligent robots, had robots been what the first robotic pioneers considered them to be. It just wasn't true. What was it one of the pre-Sudim sects had striven for? Ultimate reality? That was it. The Kreapi were the mystics of the universe. They ate at a table under a spreading pear tree. A stew of slightly rotting, oily black toadstools, a real delicacy, had been provided for Hershigan. Isaac ate whole Erse potatoes for energy. There was a seafood souffle for Dom, expertly cooked. He was beginning to realise, too, that Kreapi were experts automatically. His furnace sucked something from a pressurised cylinder into an airlock approximately where his stomach should have been. "Where is your next port of call?" he asked. "Minos, if you can take me there," said Dom. "I have to get another ship, and I know there is a multiracial settlement there. I could take a look at the maze, too."
"Do you think there might be a clue in the maze?" asked the Crab, politely.
Isaac chortled and nudged Dom heavily in the ribs.
"That was a clever literary allusion, that was," he said. "Even the name of the planet is—"
"I know," said Dom. "I shall look forward to meeting the Minotaur. Hirsch?"
"No, nothing," said the Fnob, looking up. "I was just reflecting that I seem to be inside a legend."
He called the ship one jump behind. It was the best the small yard on Minos had to offer. It lacked even an autochef, which was a point in its favour, but its matrix was carefully calibrated and the cabin was at least larger than a closet.
"Why one jump behind?" asked Isaac.
"Relativity," said Dom. "Its full name ought to be a jump so far ahead that if Einstein had been right, it would end right behind you. Try getting that on the ident panel. Do you think you can handle it?"
"It'll do," said Isaac ruefully. "It's hardly a thoroughbred."
They walked through the human scientific colony towards the maze, the nearest wall of which loomed over the low domes.
"What did you think of the high degrees?" said Hershigan.
"Remarkable," said Dom, noncommittedly. "What about you?"
"I met several while you were taken on that tour. I was struck by their fnobishness, as you might expect, and your suggestion that each race sees its reflection in the—"
A small silver egg rolled up to them at the maze entrance, waving a sheaf of papers in a tentacle. The reddish tint of its eye shield said that it was a very low-degree Kreapi indeed.
"Psst!" hissed a non-directional voice.
"Wanna buy a map? Can't see the maze without a map? Compiled by my blood brother from genuine aerial photographs."
"Sod off, Cinderbrain," screamed a larger Kreap, thundering towards the group. "Now, sir and first, you are obviously discerning people and you want a map. Now I have a map, sir, and first, the like of which is seldom seen."
"Do I need a map?" Dom asked.
"Not precisely," said the Fnob, who had visited the maze before, "but they do make good souvenirs."
A dozen other map sellers lurched and rolled after them as they strode into the maze. The jokers had their little joke. Occasionally, a researcher would point out that the maze was probably never designed as a maze at all, but none could come up with a believable alternative use. Dom wasn't surprised when his two companions faded away on either side of him. Hershigan had warned him of the maze effect.
Something in the monomolecular walls created a separate